90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. About you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Because maybe not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. Gonna be the one that saves me.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Congress convened to finalize the 2024 presidential election today, marking a peaceful transfer of power, unlike 4 years ago when rioters stormed the Capitol. ABC's Jay O'Brien says some defendants charged in the January 6th investigation want a pardon.
Donald Trump has always been tight-lipped about exactly how he would answer that question. But I can tell you, I've talked to January 6th defendants, some of whom are still in federal prison right now. I've talked to them on the phone saying that they are waiting for those pardons from Donald Trump, that they expect them.
Attorneys for Donald Trump are suing Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg and Judge Juan Merchan in the hush money trial, claiming the judge's denial of the president-elect's immunity motions. A sentencing hearing still set for Friday. At least four deaths in Missouri and Kansas blamed on the winter storm that's taking aim at the Midwest and Northeast today. More than 1,800 flights were also canceled at airports across the U.S. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. New members of the legislature sworn in at the Capitol Monday, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says his party will be keeping taxpayers in mind.
They expect us to use every single dollar for a laudable purpose, not just another harebrained idea coming up with somebody from a different wing of this Capitol.
A Racine County jail inmate assaulted on New Year's Eve has died, and investigators are recommending a charge of first-degree intentional homicide against another inmate for the death of Joseph Lee. Culver is around the state raising funds for Abundant Life Christian School. Almost 70 Wisconsin Culver's locations donated a portion of Monday's sales to the school's emergency fund, which helps support the children, families, and educators impacted by a December shooting in which three people died and six others were injured. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to low of 5 to 10. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy sky and highs in the low 20s. Wednesday and Thursday, a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Temps warm up to around 20 on Wednesday, mid-20s for Thursday. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently 23 degrees. 99.7.
I can hold on to.
We're kicking off another 50-minute music hour for the Monday ride home on 99.7 Max FM. I was having to sign a couple of documents earlier today from a doctor's appointment, and I wrote 2024. How many times has that happened to you? Good thing we don't have to write as many checks these days, right?
And more.
I'm so far away. Say it ain't so, I will not go.
99.7 Max FM.
Bamba, 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 bamba.
MaxFM Sports.
ESPN is reporting the knee injury Packers wide receiver Christian Watson sustained in Sunday's 24-22 loss to the Bears was a torn ACL. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Watson expected to undergo more tests to determine whether or not there is any additional damage, and no decision has been made on when or where Watson will have surgery. Another head coaching firing in the NFL today. Former Packers quarterback Doug Peterson fired in Jacksonville after the Jaguars finished the season 4-13. Lost 18 of their last 23. Yesterday, the Patriots fired Jared Mayo after just 1 year on the job and a 4-13 record in Foxborough. Bears GM Ryan Poole said he intends to interview interim head coach Thomas Brown for the permanent head coaching job. Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson will also reportedly interview for that head coaching position. Basketball Badgers back in action tonight. They're on the road at Rutgers. The Bucks are in Canada to take on the Toronto Raptors. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 MaxFM.
Love.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to wake up again tomorrow morning with Dave and Emily. The new way to wake up right here on 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron back at it after a couple of weeks off. So happy to actually be back at work. I kind of miss being back on the radio again. I hope you have had a great start to your new year.
More
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
A Max FM 50-minute music hour continues next with Poison. And, of course, looking at all of your text messages, too. Feel free to send me a note. Let me know how you're doing. Maybe some songs you like to hear in the new year. Open up our free Civic Media app, find Max FM, and use that text button right at the bottom of your screen.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open, too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. The Reedsburg Public Library will be hosting their Friends of the Library book sale. This will be taking place Thursday through Sunday during regular library hours. The sale will include community donations of hardcover and paperback books, also DVDs, VHS tapes, audiobooks, magazines, and more. Funds raised will be used for the new items for the library's collection and for programming for all ages. Again, this will be Thursday through Sunday. Check out ReedsburgLibrary.org for more details. And the Reedsburg VFW Post 1916 will be hosting another buffet breakfast. Every second Sunday of the month, they have this breakfast that includes made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, and so much more. It's a great chance to support local veterans, enjoy the VFW hall and memorabilia, as well as gather with members of the community. All proceeds go right back to helping veterans, their families, and community programs. This will be at Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall on Veterans Drive in Reedsburg, and that'll be from 8 a.m. until noon coming up on Sunday.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight to low of 5 to 10. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy sky and highs in the low 20s. Wednesday and Thursday, a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Temps warm up to around 20 on Wednesday, mid-20s for Thursday. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently 21 degrees.
99.7.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Playing on the radio. Yeah, the DJ said love's a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has it ever been like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every
sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the scar, that scar remains. Knowing what to say, instead of making love, we both made a separate ways. And now I here found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
'80s, '90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Disco. It ain't no country club either. This is LA.
All I wanna do is have a little fun before I die. There's a man next to me out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing. He says his name is William. I'm sure he's Bill or Billy or Mac or Buddy. And he's plain ugly to me.
Max FM with Tears for Fears. It's Aaron on the Monday commutes. Packers with a big game coming up Sunday. You've got it. Wild card playoffs. They're traveling to Philadelphia. And that game, 3:30 Sunday afternoon on Fox 47 or on your Fox app. Really looking forward to this game. And everybody's saying that we don't have a chance. I disagree. Anything is possible. Just remember what happened last season.